105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. It's time for the Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Tonight, the Adrian Maples visit the Western Panthers. This evening's game is being brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, XL Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, Penn Chiropractic, Spring Arbor Lumber, Crossroads Convenience Stores 1 and 2, Modern Waste, and the Clothing Carousel. Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game. Here's Captain Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Hey, we're here at Western High School, and glad to be here. We've got some special events going on here with some senior night activities. This is the final home game here for the Panthers before they head off into the postseason, taking on Adrian Madison, or Adrian Maples tonight. The winless Maples, so they'll be looking to get one before they go into the offseason and start thinking about next sport, next season in football. Last game for the Panthers, last two games for the Panthers have been nail-biters, and we were here for the Coldwater game that they won in, or lost in dramatic fashion in overtime, Brian, with a 14-13 final a week later. Same score. They were on the other side of it. 14-13 was the outcome, and so they beat Marshall, 14-13 at Marshall. But still a solid season for the Panthers at 6-2, 5-2 in their league, and they'll be in good shape for the postseason.
Yeah, you know, if you're Western today, I know you said the Maples are winless, but you got to come out here and get yourself revved up for next week, because that's when the fun starts, right? Playoff time. You got to be at the top of your game.
Yeah, and you know, there are a couple teams, Jackson and Lumen Christi, who don't have games this week. They only played 8 in the season, and there's a benefit I can see to resting up and getting everybody, you know, healthy, but I think there's also value in coming out and playing a game and keeping the skills sharp, and I think that's what the Panthers are going to try to do tonight. Let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get things ready for the kickoff on K105.3 Football Frenzy, Western Panthers, Adrian Maples.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, just about ready for the kickoff, teeing it up right now. And we've got an offensive possession coming for the Adrian Maples. Faldy will approach. There's the boot. It's a low liner, but it's flying long, and it looks like it might get to the corner. Oh, did it go out just before the pylon? Almost got to the corner of the end zone before it went out of bounds, but they'll get the flag out of the pocket. And solid field position to start for Adrian. And their mascot is the Maples. Here at game tonight brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber. Still time to build that much-needed pole barn before the snow flies, or that kitchen before family and friends converge at your house at Christmas time. Go see Gwen and their newly remodeled kitchen and bath showroom for a free kitchen design. Spring Arbor Lumber, Spring Arbor Road.
And while you were talking kitchen design, something you may have missed, we had a procedure penalty on Western, so the Maples will get to start 5 yards further.
35-yard line. First and 10 for the Adrian Maples. Go Leafs. Under center, back to throw on first down. The receiver fell down, gets to his feet, and still makes the catch at the 40-yard line. Just a quick 5-yard out route. And Jaquan Parra on the reception, second down and 5. Nice quick recovery after slipping on the cut. Got to his feet and made the catch. Nice soft hands by Parra.
You just don't see guys fall all the way to their knees and pop up and still make a catch. That was a heck of a good catch there.
Solid throw by Anthony Polly, the quarterback here for Adrian, and now a handoff to the fullback, and the Western defensive line is through, leading the pack for Western, number 50, Michael Makinich. We know him as Big Mac. You still have your Big Mac fact sheet?
I had some notes on Big Mac, and I'm going to have to dig those out or talk to my information guy.
Was he the Jennifer Aniston fan?
Mm.
I feel like it must have been someone else.
I think that was... That was somebody from Grass Lake.
Yeah, at this point in the season, it's all kind of blending together. Third down, and make it 7 yards here for the Maples, and they hand off to the tailback, and he'll weave a little bit through traffic. Looks like he got back to the original line of scrimmage. Not much more. Or excuse me, the third down line of scrimmage there. And that's going to bring a fourth down and about seven. And the punt unit will come out for Adrian. And I talked to some of our colleagues up here. Adrian's been a bit of a struggle this season, but it's a lot of youth on the team. They've got a lot of not just sophomores, but freshmen too on this varsity roster, and a shortage of upperclassmen.
Yeah, if I counted right, 41 players, and only 18 of them are juniors or seniors. So
when more than half of your roster is underclassmen, you can expect to struggle a little bit. They do get the punt away here. It's a nice high punt, doesn't go too far, and takes a backwards bounce. It hits a player. Did it hit a Western player? That might be Adrian Ball. No, they're going to say it was off of an Adrian player. So Western dodges one there, but took a weird bounce into some traffic. Almost a chance for Adrian to get a recovery. Western will take over, and right now we got it spotted at the 40-yard line in Western territory. 10:26 to go, first quarter, scoreless here on K105.3. The first quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't.
Western catching a little break there. That ball bounced backwards, kind of like a Steve Boyle sand wedge with some spin on it. And
I said, did I hit a tree?
And it almost hit a Western player, but catching an Adrian body first.
Quick eyes for the officials, and now we're going to change the spot by a couple yards. They'll put it on the 42-yard line.
42.
Move the chains a little bit. Through the game, I'm going to see what kind of updates we can get. We always do the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, but generally we're looking at football scores tonight. A lot of Western fans are in Novi as the Panther soccer team playing for a regional championship tonight against Melvindale. Pate back in the shotgun looking to throw on first down. He's got a man up the seam, and he's got a lot of room to run to the 30, to the 20, pushes up a tackler and falls down. Tough stiff arm there on the play. But then he still got tripped up, but all the way down to the 10-yard line, Levi Faldi on the reception. And a big play on first down for the Panthers inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that Keyson Rojo Ross there, I would say made the tackle, but it was more just kind of got in the way.
Yeah. Big stiff arm there by Faldi. And a big play for the Panthers. First and goal. Second play of the game. Back to throw again. Pape going to the corner. Jump ball. And good coverage. Incomplete pass intended for Landon French in the corner. Double check for me. That is Landon French. Sometimes I call everyone Landon French.
You know, Steve, you mentioned before we came on air that Tyler Pape did not play last week due to some kind of injury.
Yeah.
And here he is, the first two plays, letting it air out. Looks as good as we've seen him.
Yeah, looking crisp, looking comfortable back there. And it's a different offense when he's not in there. They did a lot of Landon Raskowski, a steady diet of Landon Raskowski against Marshall. Still got the win. And now Landon French, the intended receiver on the play. It's a touchdown at the goal line. And Western makes it 6-0 quickly here. 9:52 to go first quarter. And the Panthers are in the end zone. Three straight passes for the Panther offense.
And I will confirm that was Landon French.
Thank
from
goodness.
Tyler Pape.
9-yard score for Western. And Faldi will set up for the try after.
Western's trademark swinging gate lineup.
Hold is down, kick is up. High and over the uprights. Good here. 7-0 Western. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on
K105.3. Boyle, Brian Haynes, 7-0 Panthers, and they'll come out to kick off first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, and Panthers came out wide open playbook throwing it, and it's nice to see Tyler Pate back on the field, and he looks comfortable, and you'd like to get him crisp and feel like he's in rhythm as you move on to playoff football in a week. Teed up, kickoff is up, and this time a nice booming kick fielded at the 5 by Adrian. And he'll look to run it to the opposite side of the field, going left, and looking to turn upfield. Flag comes out where you might think of it's a hold. He's still on his feet on the play. Now knocks out another player. Staying alive here. Another flag comes out late, and I think we got some extracurricular wrestling back here. And another flag comes out. So we have three flags on the play, presumably for three separate fouls. That was a wild run back. Keyshawn Rojo Ross on the run back there. And let's see what's going to happen. There's a possibility that these offset somewhat.
Yeah, you got to believe the first one we saw had to be some kind of hold or illegal block on Adrian. The third one, two players kind of exchanging pleasantries.
Holding, we get a couple of them against Adrian here. And finally, I think it's going to be personal foul. And all three go against the Maples, so they'll walk off some penalties and move them back here. And, you know, when you're Adrian and you are 0-8 on the season, you don't like to start off a game or a possession even with three separate flags all going against you. Back under the 4-yard line where they spot this one.
Especially after a nice little run back by Rojo Ross. You know, yeah, he's really going to give him pretty good field position.
Junior Keyshawn Rojo Ross.
Fun to say.
735 it is. So they come out, they run a little I formation. Anthony Polly under center takes the snap, gives to the running back, and stuffed right at the line. They'll push him back into the end zone. I don't think it's going to be a safety. They'll give him forward progress, and they actually got it out to about the 4 still. But that Western defensive line right now has really stuffed absolutely everything that Adrian's tried to run. They came out and threw on first down, and we never saw it again on that last possession. Of course, they only had two more plays after that, but you're going to look and try, and you're going to be careful down here in the shadow of the goalpost to avoid getting something caught in the end zone, but you need to look for something that's going to give you some space, and maybe it's spreading it out a little bit, and they do here with three wideouts. Back to throw. Quick pass. Got a step up the sideline just beyond the outstretched arms. The play was the right call. The execution missed by inches on the play. Looks like Mike Flores, the intended receiver.
Well, Steve, you just mentioned, and I agree, we haven't had the pleasure to see Adrian play, but we've seen Western enough to know how stout their defense is, and I don't think just handing it off, going up the middle is going to work. So those types of plays where you just try to hope to get one-on-one coverage and, you know, somebody's got to make a play, I think that's going to have to be what Adrian relies on today.
And now with about 3rd and 11, you got to open up the playbook a little bit, find a play that can get you 11 yards or at least 10 or so where you feel like comfortable going for it on fourth. But they do hand off, gets out to the 5, but that's going to bring up fourth down about 9. And I think we can expect to see the punt unit back on the field.
And that last punt, Western player got right in there at untouched, and the ball just punted right through his hands. We'll see if that's same player number 14 for Western, Mason Gillespie. See if he can get in there again.
They're going to try and get the punt block here. The snap's pretty good. Punts away. It is high. It's not going to be very long. And they'll have to dive to get the catch, but it's inside of the Adrian 30-yard line at about the 28. With 8:13 to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 Western, and they've got great field position for their second possession. First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. I'll remind you, they open drains others can't. As they spot the football here for the Western offense, huddle on the sideline. Coach Mifsud with some advice here, sending the players out. Tyler Pape in the shotgun. Landon Raskowski is the back. Three wide outs. And he's back to throw again, looking downfield. He's got time. Now a scramble a little bit. We get a flag out there, and he's going to get sacked. So for a moment, he had time. Got a little happy feet, and then the Adrian defense gets penetration and brings Pape to the ground, and I got to imagine that flag's going to be a holding situation too. So the sack, and then you add a couple yards to the end there. Choice from the Adrian sideline whether they want to take the penalty or not.
Yeah, when you're Pape and you set out a game due to injury, it's always kind of nice to actually get that first good hit in on you too, so you can kind of get your bearings and know, okay, I'm okay.
So they'll take the penalty, and that's going to move it back to the 45-yard line, so that's a big loss for the Western offense, and they'll start with a deficit here on first and 25. Pape out of the shotgun. Raskowski to his left, and then we'll get a penalty here before the play. They got Adrian lined up offside. And so they'll get 5 yards back and make a first and 20.
To the 40-yard line. I don't understand that. Five-yard penalty against Adrian.
They line back up. Ready to go. Same play. Quick pass. And there's Gillespie taking the catch. And he's going to get about 9 of it back. Make it second down. About 11 here for Western with 7:42 to go first quarter. They lead 7-0. And they're moving the football here. Try to move the chains. It's called about 12 yards to go.
Yeah, you always get the feeling watching a Western team that being first and 15, first and 20, I don't ever sense panic. I feel like they think they can get 8, 10, 12 yards every play. So,
and Pape's been willing to wide open throw it out. This time it's a quick out pass, and he's got a man to beat. Staying on his feet, staying inbounds. He's got a couple yards, not a big gain, and a flag comes out right at the end. Looks like they might have hit him out of bounds. Julius Adams, the receiver on the play. A lot of laundry on the field here in the early going. We're just 5 minutes in, and we've had 10 flags maybe? Three of them on one kick return play, but...
And I'm no math wizard, but I'm saying that's a flag every 30 seconds.
All right. Good. You are no math wizard, but it's good enough for me. So they do call the penalty against Adrian, and that's going to move the chains here for the Panthers. And so they'll spot it down at the 12-yard line after the penalty. First and 10 for the Panthers. 7:09 to go here in the first quarter. It's been an odd first quarter for us so far, I think, but entertaining to see what kind of throws Pape can make. He's back with a quick throw going right to the corner of the end zone. Landon French intended on the play. He makes the catch. We get a flag at the end of the play. They do signal it a touchdown. And perhaps pass interference against the defensive player, but you could always, the way they were kind of jockeying around hand position, that could go against French too.
Yeah, you know, we talked about these early flags. I felt like that was one they could just keep in their pocket too. That's kind of two guys just doing a little hand fighting, as you said.
And really it was similar to the previous possession. They had a similar play where it was incomplete, kind of the same defense. They do call the pass interference against Adrian. So the touchdown is good, and it's 13-0 Panthers with 7:04 to go first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Swinging door set up here on the extra point try. Faldi's back to kick. Snap is good, hold is down, and the kick is up. Plenty of leg for that one. It's 14-0 Panthers. We're back after a 30-second break on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 14-0 Panther lead, 7:04 to go here first quarter. We got a Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update early going out at Northwest. The Mounties lead Leslie 6-0.
I'm getting ready to kick off. Maples still have
two guys back to return for Adrian. Faldi with the kickoff. He's been kicking it high and to the left. Rojo Ross will receive it at the 5, looking to turn it up left just like he did last time. Panthers are ready for him this time. He does turn the corner a little bit. He's going to get past the 10 to about the 12, and he's brought down. So first and 10 for Adrian's offense. They got a little bit going with the pass a couple times here. I think you got to throw caution to the wind and maybe test out the arm of that quarterback if you're the Adrian coaching staff.
Yeah, this is easy for me to say because I don't have to answer to any athletic director or parents, but I feel if I'm Adrian, I'm pulling out any kind of trick play I've ever dreamed about or come up with or seen when you're just mismatched.
Already behind 14-0 and deep in your own end zone. I just saw an official throw a football. For a second, I thought he was throwing a flag here. That's how many we've had so far in the early going.
Oh, I think you were right, actually. I think there was a flag.
There is a flag. Yeah. They do move it back to about the 6-yard line, 7-yard line. 6 we've got here on the official scoreboard. I went and Maples again working at a poor field position here on the kick due to penalty. Shotgun this time, though, for Polly. He takes the snap, and he's looking to throw. He's got time. Got a man in between two defenders. Pretty throw. And a nice catch by Rojo Ross. And there's a first down for Adrian. No flags on the play.
Refreshing. And refreshing if you're a Maple.
Nice little slant route there to get open by Ross, and good job to spot it by Polly. And he did thread the needle between a couple of defenders for the Panthers to find his receiver brought down. But they move it out to the 18-yard line where they'll have a fresh set of downs. Polly going to the sideline, coming back out.
I know that was a first down, but Polly was under some duress, and you just get the feeling that if they don't throw something quick slants or something, Polly could be running.
Yep, they didn't give him a lot of time, but just enough. We get a timeout from the Adrian sideline. We'll take a break as well. 1 minute, and we're back with 6:12 to go, first quarter. 14-0 Western leads on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Well, Brian Haynes back on the field with Adrian out of the shotgun, and a handoff and some room to run right through a couple defenders out to the 25-yard line. On first and 10 on the carry is Gage Bush Johnson. Get a lot of hyphens. Last names here. Okay, not a lot. 3, and 2 of them are the same, but I haven't had that many hyphens all season long. Adrian leading the area in hyphenated last names.
It's good to be the best at something.
Start somewhere. Gage Bush Johnson with the first down, it looks like. On that carry, second down, and just about 3.5 for Adrian, under center this time for Polly, and he'll give to the fullback. Moving to this left side, runs into a slew of Panthers, and he's only going to get really back to about that line of scrimmage. Third down at about 3.5.
Yeah, you look out there and see Big Mac, Michael McEninch, and Toby Tyler. That's two big bookends there anchoring the defensive line for Western. Again, those fullback dives, I just can't imagine they're going to have too much success against those fellas.
Another Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Grass Lake, 7-0 lead over Jonesville in the early going. 4:51 to go here in our first quarter, 14-0 Western. I formation with 3 wideouts for Polly. He's going to keep it, dive forward, and he's going to get to the sticks. Moving the sticks for the Maples down to the 32-yard line. On the QB keep is Polly. Right play call at the right time. The spot not as good as it looked from here, so they'll get to the 31. First down either way. And a little something working here on the offense for the Maples.
Just anything to keep your defense off the field. That's been in 2-3 and outs in a row for Adrian. Anything positive seems good.
Positive yardage for sure there. And the offense huddled up 25-yard line. They break and come out with an I formation again. Polly under center. 3 wideouts. And this time it's a handoff and great penetration And it's Big Mac in the backfield again. No, Toby Tyler. Let's make sure I get Toby Tyler some love there on the play. Bringing him down for a loss of about 4 yards on the play. Second down and 14 here for Adrian with 3:48 on the clock and ticking away on the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
I can see where you confuse Toby and Big Mac. That's a couple big high school bodies right there.
I catch the zero. I caught the zero, the second number. Number 70, Tyler. Number 50, Big Mac. I formation again. Second down and long, and Polly will step back to throw. Good protection by the running backs. He's got the throw out. It was in the hands and bounced out. And Rojo Ross drops it right up. He would have had about 5 yards on the play. Would have brought up third down and 9. Instead, it's third and 14. Good throw. You know, for Polly, hasn't had a ton of time, but he's put the throws on the spot where they needed to be. And that one just happened to be a drop, but nice job by Polly on getting the throws away and getting them into the right player's hands, leaving it up to the receiver to make the catch. And Rojo Ross has made a couple nice catches today, just not on that play. So third and long, we'll see what they try. Polly under center, and he is looking to throw. Gets it away and caught this time. Dodges a tackler. Nice job out there, though, to hold on. Catch completed and brought down to the open field. Tackler on the play.
Yeah, Robbie Smith.
Nice job in the open field. Fourth and 6 here for Adrian with 3:02 to go in the first quarter. And looks like they will send the punt unit out.
Punt team, Julius Adams back deep.
Yep, Mike Flores. No, excuse me.
And again, caution to the wind. Again, I think if I'm Adrian here and it's fourth and anything close to manageable, hey, why not? Go for it.
You fake it. And he's got first down distance and then some up the left sideline, dodging the tackler. Ooh, nice juke. Good job to get the tackle, but on the fake punt, Adrian with another first down and getting themselves down into Western Panther territory. On the run there for the Maples, Jaquan Parra.
Hey, right on cue. Why not, right? I mean, you're 0-1 the season and 4th and 6, so.
It worked out here. They get to the 30-yard line in Western Territory, knocking on the door 2.5 to go first quarter, and Adrian with their best drive of the game up to this point.
But now they need to come away with points.
Polly under center, and he had a little movement early, no flag down, and he keeps, so he'll get about 3 on the carry. And like you said earlier, anything that's in the positive yardage category right now, you put it as a feather in your cap. You got 4 tries to get to the first down marker. And I don't know about you, but you said your no math was 3 times 4 is 12 yards. So if you can get 3 yards of play, you can continue to move the chains.
Wait a minute. Let me get my calculator out of my phone and confirm that. Yes. 3 times 4 would be 12 yards.
However, with the spot here, it's really about 2 yards. And 2 times 4 still leaves you needing 2 yards for the first down.
2 times 4 equals Western's football.
Different look here, a little bit of a pro set. Under center and back to throw is Polly. And he gets the throw away. He's got a man. Caught. Fingertips. Did he get it? They caught a touchdown, Adrian. I can't believe he made that catch on his fingertips like glue. And they will call it a score for Adrian. 14-6. Polly took a shot as he released the football, but he got it where it needed to be. And the receiver went up in the air and brought it in. And I want to give credit on that to...
I want to give it to Baylor Hughes. Is it number 14 that caught that?
I couldn't quite read the number from over here. We have Parra on the play, on the catch. That's the call. Jaquan Parra makes the snap. 1:40 to go, first quarter. And Adrian looking to cut the lead to 7. Instead, it will stay at 8 with a botched snap on the extra point try. 14-6 with 1:40 to go, 30-second break. We got another kickoff coming your way on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, here in the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. I'd also like to say thank you to Top Line Apparel, one of our sponsors on the game tonight, supporting Western right, Panther football, and Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center in Spring Arbor. Drop in and do one of those classes. Have you ever done kettlebell?
Never done.
Have you ever gone to the gym at all? Those kettlebells are tough, but you feel it when you're done and you know you had a workout, which is anybody who's really trying to work out for real wants. Maybe an onside kick attempt, or maybe just trying to keep it out of the return man's hands, but a short bloop kick there, caught at the 45 by Western, and they'll take over. And truly, some of their worst field position yet this game, because they've been getting the football pretty good spots all game long, but just giving up that big touchdown to Adrian. Really nice play calling, including the taking the shot, taking the chance of the fake punt. Yep. Adrian scores. Western will try to answer here.
Coach Chris Gilman for Adrian. I like this style so far. Throwing caution to the wind.
Pape has been loosing his arm, and it's another pass. Quick pass to the sideline there, and caught. They'll get about 8 yards on the play. And receiver on the play, Ian Devine. And Tyler Pape utilizing every weapon in his offensive arsenal tonight so far. We've called out four or five different names, and he's only thrown about six or seven passes. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. And the Panthers will try to put more points on the board before they call it an end to that first period. Three receivers left for Pape. Out of the shotgun, he's going to throw again. Another quick pass, this time to French, and he'll dodge a couple defenders. Working the sideline, 30, 20, foot race to the end zone, 10. Touchdown, Landon French. The field is free of any flags, and Western scores again. And Tyler Pate with his third touchdown pass of this game. With under a minute to go first quarter, it's a 20-6 Western Panther lead.
Steve, we joked around because one Western game we did, French was getting some credit when it might have been somebody else. But today, this is three touchdown catches truly by Landon French.
Western will set up for the extra point.
We're going to get to try again for the point.
There's the snap, the hold's down, Fowdy again. This time a little bit more of a line drive, but that was good from about 30 yards further away. Make it 21-6 Panthers, 30-second break, and we got another first quarter kickoff coming up on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the Panthers offense, Landon French in particular, coming up with three scores here in the first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains others can't. And Fowdy will line up his kick.
5-yard drive and two plays for the score.
Teed up on the 40. Rojo Ross back to return. This time it's a low liner, and he'll still field it down near the 5. Oh, he loses his footing. Gets to his feet. He stepped on the sideline, and they're going to whistle that. Now, is that where they're going to put it? If he picked it up and his foot was on the sideline, does it count? Is it out of bounds technically?
Yeah, he's out right there. That's where they're going to spot it. So,
but if he picks it up, does that mean the kick's out of bounds? If he's got a foot out of bounds?
Nope, since he fielded it in play, that's going to be spotted there at the 4. And I think he was trying to let it go maybe, but after he slipped and it was coming at him, he had no choice but to pick it up.
So once again, they'll pin themselves deep. Field position has not been the friend to Adrian. They had to dig themselves out of some deep field position last time, and they were able to take it to the house for 6. We'll see if they can do it again on this possession. 47.1 to go first quarter. They go with 3 wideouts for Polly under center, trying to get the call from the sideline. Now he'll take his place under center. Gives to the fullback. Get a couple inches there. That's one of the more space the fullback's had on a run play. Truly, that Western front has really owned the line of scrimmage tonight.
Second down and 7.
And when you're coaching the team whose line is a little, I don't know if I want to say the word inferior, but just physically overmatched, that's when you're going to have to come up with some other plays.
And one of the things you got to give credit to these running backs for, when they have run pass plays, they've stayed in on protection and done a good job of giving Polly enough time to get throws away. They'll need him again this time. As Big Mac tries to get in there. He throws the out route. Laying in wait there from the Western Panthers.
Interception.
That is number
Wyatt Heavey.
Three Wyatt Heavey on the interception. So the Panthers will have about 4 yards to go. End of first quarter. Let's take a 1 minute break. We'll be back with the second quarter on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Well, Brian Haynes, another 12 minutes on the clock. Western first and goal from the Adrian 3 yard line. Pape out of the shotgun. Keep an eye on Landon French. He's been the touchdown man today. This time they go to Gillespie in the corner. And jump ball, he makes the catch. Looking for the signal on the touchdown, and they call it a good catch. A flag comes out, and it looks like it's going to be another pass interference against Adrian. This time, perhaps a little more clear. We still haven't seen a touchdown indicator yet. The official's going to talk it over.
Western players signaling touchdown, but it could be an offensive pass interference.
I'd be shocked.
And Western seems like they are a little bubbly about overhearing the officials talking, so I think this one should stand.
Pass interference against Adrian declined. Touchdown, Western. 27-6. A fourth touchdown pass in the early going here by Tyler Pape. This time, though, Mason Gillespie is the receiver. Fourth extra point try for Fowdy. He'll kick it into the marching band here. And he got it over the bleachers, it looks like.
Heck of a catch by the tuba player.
With the tuba. 28-6. Let's take 30 seconds. Another kickoff coming up on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and a scoring outburst, explosion here from the Western offense in the early going. We're 11:54 left in the first half and a 28-6 lead. Adrian just hasn't been able to get out of their own way on the special teams to get themselves some decent field position. We'll see what they do here. Maples will move right to left here in your radio dial. Rojo Ross back to return. Fowley with the kick.
Here's the boot.
This one goes pretty straight down the center of the field. Caught and returned at the 10. 10-15. Turning right, looking to get to the corner, turn it upfield. We do get a flag coming in on the play. Chased out of bounds, it looks like at about the 26-yard line. Returned by Will Howard. We'll see what the flag is, but it generally in this situation, you'd expect it to be block in the back or a hold against the return team.
Wait for the cost.
Michigan Center right now on your Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, 7-0 lead over Springport. Cascades teams right now seem to be in control in some of those Big 8 Cascades Conference crossover games, as we had a Grass Lake 7-0 lead over Jonesville at our last update. Check out that Cascades Conference Big 8 crossover tilt on Saturday. Addison hosting Reading. That should be a smash-mouth game. That's a good Reading team. You'll hear that one here on K105.3. Kickoff at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. GOC and Tom Ratch. We'll be bringing you that coverage. So after the penalty, Adrian will take possession on the 11-yard line, trailing 28-6. Polly under center, I formation. Another give to the fullback, Gage Bush Johnson. He's brought down after a short gain.
And once again, Toby Tyler.
second down and 9 3/4 yards. Basically, the guy holding the down marker moved it from one side of the stick to the other side. So we get about however wide you think that that yard marker is. They got about an inch on the play. Clock running here in the second quarter, 28-6. Panthers lead. Adrian Ball. And they give to halfback this time, and he's stuffed with no room. Matter of fact, he's going to lose about four on the play, bring up a third down at 14 scenario for the Maples.
And if they keep running it up the middle, Toby Tyler and Michael McEninch are going to have more air time tonight than Post Malone.
10:42 to go in the half. Third and 12. The spot a little more generous than it looked like it would be at first.
Slot to the near side. Wide side again and I.
Three wide for Polly. Play action. Rolling out. He's got a little time. Gets it away.
Hard down the sideline.
Jump ball. Interception.
So Para had to try and come back.
And it is an interception is the ruling. Julius Adams making the play out there. Throw was a little short. The receiver had to try and come back, and Adams just able to come back to the ball a little more quickly.
Yeah, receiver kind of slipped, hit the deck, and Julius Adams made a nice adjustment on the short throw.
Western, and they will now take over in Adrian territory once again, first and 10.
Great job by the defensive back. They say sometimes defensive backs don't have the best hands, but in high school, you'd be a receiver and a defensive back.
And Adams does pull double duty that way. He'll come out with the offense for the Panthers. Chance to add to this lead, 28-6 right now. They'll take over at the Adrian 32-yard line.
He brings them up. Near side of the field, wide side.
Shotgun formation, hands off this time.
First running play of the game.
To about the 30-yard line. And they'll wrestle him back. Raskowski on the carry. And irate Western fan base as he's manhandled backwards. So I guess it'll be an unnecessary roughness penalty. Raskowski had a short gain on the play, but you might add 15 at the end of it.
I'm pretty sure the official heard the lady right under his yell, "Come on, that's too rough."
This is the same Western fan base who we've heard complaining that other teams were a little too soft at times. Always great to come out to local high school football. I did make that lady promise that she wouldn't curse because it might get picked up by our crowd, Mike. She said she doesn't swear, so I think we're good. 10:18 to go, and we'll get a call going against Adrian. As predicted, we'll see where they end up spotting it.
If I'm not mistaken, that's Western's first running play of the game. And here we are, 2 minutes into the second quarter.
I was trying to recall if there was another one or not. There really wasn't. There might be one that would show up that way in the stat book with a sack against Pate. But unofficially, that's their first actual handoff. Pate has been going to the air every opportunity here so far.
And Raskowski is a nice back, too. I'm sure if he was on a team where they hand the ball off 20 times a game, he'd have a lot of yardage.
And you know, he was that kind of a player a week ago. They pass it up the middle off the seam, and there's another catch. And touchdown pass for Western. Levi Faldi on the reception. And Western pouring it on right now, 34-6 with 10:01 to go, first half. Panthers scoring almost at will. And Pape really showing off his accurate throwing downfield, because that's another one that was right in where Faldi needed it to be to make the catch.
Yeah, Levi with the catch, and now brother Clay gets to add the extra.
Snap is down, the kick is up.
Big drive for the Faldi family.
And the kick is good. 35-6. With 10:01 to go in the first half. 30-second break. We got another kickoff coming your way at K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football. Right here on K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes. Our game brought to you by Spring Arbor Lumber. Still time to build that much-needed pole barn before the snow flies, or get that kitchen done before the family and friends come to your house at Christmas time. Go see Gwen at the newly remodeled Kitchen and Bath Showroom for a free kitchen design at Spring Arbor Lumber. Kickoff is a short one. 25-33. And now look at that return by Rojo Ross, and he's going to get over the 35 down to about the 38. And just when we thought there'd be no flag, we get one in after the play. And I think it's going to go against the Panthers. So tack on a little extra yardage at the end for Adrian. Trailing 35-6, they can use all the help. Really had a nice drive offensively to get to that score. They had to pull a little trickery out, but they got it done. I'd love to see, like you said, pulling out all the stops in the last game of the season for the Maples. It'd be entertaining for us, if nothing else.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's kind of math night here tonight, and we have six touchdowns in just about 14 minutes of play. So, Steve, I'm going to let you do the math on how often is a touchdown being scored.
And Adrian comes out to the line. After the penalty, they'll get to the 47-yard line in Western Territory. Best starting field position for Adrian all day. 9:55 to go in the half. Love to see them tack up some points before they go to the locker room. A little something to work with for this night and something to build on going into the next season. It's a very good Western Panther team that Adrian's facing. Split to the far side. Three wide outs for Polly under center, I formation. Gives to the handoff to the back. He's going to get right to the first down marker, or the original line of scrimmage marker, and nothing more. Second down and 10. And they got to stick with the run. They got to make it a threat. But it's been ineffective largely against this Western front seven, particularly two of the big guys on the line who we've been calling out all night. And that is Toby Tyler and Big Mac Michael McEninch.
Yeah, I think if you're Adrian, you kind of got to start working backwards. Instead of thinking traditionally like first down as a running down, I think they're going to have to maybe have first down be or their passing down with the threat of a run.
Polly under center. Gives to the back again, and this time the defense penetration is at the 50 as soon as the ball's handed off. They make the tackle. On the carry, number 22, Cam Nieto.
This time Jack Barton for Western joining the Toby Tyler party as the two of them brought down the ball carrier.
Football right at midfield, third down and 13. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Grass Lake now out to a 20-0 lead over Jonesville. Warriors looking to wrap up their regular season with a win and look forward to the postseason. They've had some decent postseason runs here in recent history. And we'll get a timeout from Adrian with 8:22 to go first half. We'll take a timeout as well. 1 minute break. We'll be back on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Third down and long, snap out of the shotgun for Polly, looking downfield. Got a step, just barely a step. Passes beyond him, though. And the intended receiver on the play can't quite catch up to it, misses it, incomplete. And I've got Holden Davies as the intended receiver.
Looks like Adrian's going to keep their offense out.
We saw him use the fake punt. I wonder what they have in store for us here on a fourth down and 13 play.
Yeah, if your punt's only going to net you, you know, a 25-yard difference the way Western's moving the ball, again, why not? Maybe get a draw penalty or something.
8:16 to go, first half, 35-6 Western lead. They go with a trip receiver set up to the left of Polly. He's out of the shotgun. One-on-one to his right. He's rolling to his left, throwing on the run. He's got a man at the sideline. It's Rojo Ross. He takes a knee as he makes the catch. And that'll put him at the 44-yard line. But that'll be turnover on downs, and Western will take over. Send that high-powered, high-octane offense out onto the field.
I like the idea of going for it, but boy, I'm 4th and 14. I feel like, you know, a little short crossing route just wasn't going to get the job done. You kind of had to air one out and, again, hope for maybe a pass interference or hope to come down with it. But
broadcast tonight brought to you by Crossroads Convenience Stores, number 1 and number 2. Stop by there on Deering Road semi-frequently, especially on the weekends. Nice place to stop and grab something cold to drink. A little snack. Hand off to Raskowski, and he slashes through the defense into Adrian territory. Across the 45 to the 43-yard line. About 15 yards on the first down carry by Landon Raskowski. Only his second touch of the game so far. And able to gash him for a big gain.
So when you're Western and you're building this kind of lead and you have the playoffs, you know, right in front of you, this is, I'm guessing, maybe a first half or not much where we'll see the starters.
There's a jet sweep this play. Going to the right, gets up the corner to the sideline, and the Maples take him out of bounds and to the ground. But another first down distance carry for the Panthers. Cole Sharp on the run. Move the chains one more time for the Panthers with 7:51 on the clock. 35-6 lead with the football and a fresh set of downs at the 32-yard line in Adrian territory. Panthers working left to right on your radio dial. Or at least to us, if we had a radio. Adams in motion, and they fake to him. Raskowski will take off tackle, threw into the second level, dodges a couple tacklers, staying on his feet. It's going to take about a dozen Maples players to bring him down. That's too many guys on the field. That's not true. They used as many as they could, and then we'll get a flag in late in the play. I think we're getting a lot of extracurricular talking going on after these plays. Raskowski will take the football inside the 20. But we'll see what the flag brings and where they'll end up with the football spotted. Looks like they're signaling against Western, just a preliminary signal, still getting the call from the other official.
Still waiting on the referee's call.
Here it comes.
Sportsmanlike against Western,
so they'll grab some yards off of that game for Raskowski. Move the football backwards. 7:42 to go here.
So Raskowski did get enough for the first down, so it'll be a first down, just moving the ball back to the 31.
Out-of-town scores coming in fast and furiously from GOC. I've got 24-12. Onstead leads Erie Mason right now. Shotgun and another give to Raskowski off tackle. One, two, three, now five tacklers, and he doesn't go off of his feet. They do stop the forward progress, and they'll give him about five on the carry.
Tackle made by number 32, Alan Bush Johnson.
14-6, Michigan Center in the lead. Their game was Springport in the crossover. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. 7:08, ticking off the clock here in the first half for Western with a 35-6 advantage. Stay tuned at the half for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll get you your MHSAA this week in high school sports. Hand off to Raskowski, and he's got a lot of room. He gets about 5 yards before he's touched. Puts the shoulder down, gets inside the 20. They get him off his feet, but not before he moves the chains one more time for the Panthers.
It's kind of funny. Western seems to kind of find something that's working and kind of sticks with it for a whole drive. I mean, there's the Pape drives that we see where there's no runs, and then right now we're kind of on a Raskowski drive.
They're looking to ride Raskowski to the end zone here with 6:41 to go. And a fresh set of downs. Raskowski's in the backfield with Tyler Pape. Or do we have a different QB out there? There is a give on the jet sweep. And it works out into the clear and to the end zone. Touchdown. Did we get a flag at the end of the play again? So we did have a quick substitution. Nolan Wheeler was the QB on the play. And Cole Sharp, the runner on the play on the jet sweep, gets into the end zone. We had a flag at the end, and they're discussing that. I get a sense that the flag is going to go against Adrian that the touchdown will stand.
Yeah, I saw one official give the holding signal.
Oh, it is going to be a hold. So that is correct. So Western will have to redo, try again for the end zone, take the points off the board with the penalty. Although there's always the idea that would they have gotten to the end zone without it. It really wasn't a large hole that he was able to run through Cole Sharp. Seen him on a couple of those jet sweeps. He looks quick. They have made the quarterback substitution, Wheeler, at the helm of the offense. I think they feel like they got Pape's work in, and now you let him, with that 35-6 lead, let him kind of chill and get ready for the postseason. Wheeler's going to throw, and just beyond Faldi on the play, the intended receiver, Levi Faldi, again down the seam, kind of a play we've seen him, we've seen Pape connect with him a couple times on this game. Incomplete. And that will bring up a second down and 12 yards.
Wheeler did show off a nice capable arm there, though.
Had some touch on it.
Yeah. Just slight overthrow.
Wheeler with Raskowski in the backfield. He'll hand off on second and long. Raskowski through the line, tries to spin. They'll hold him up. I'm going to give him about five on the play. They'll put it at about the 18-yard line.
I'll give Adrian this credit. They really do swarm to the ball on defense. I mean, they're looks like they were well coached too.
On those, after that first contact, Raskowski hasn't been able to get loose because there's always another Maple there to make a stick on him. Adams in motion. They get to Raskowski again on third down. This time he's got some room. I don't think he got to the stick. The line to gain was at about the 9, excuse me, and he's brought down at about the 10. Let's look at the spot. Not even as close as it looked. Fourth down at about 2. They'll come out with the offense again. And this time it's going to be a keep by the QB. And he tried to take off, slipped a little bit, and he was falling down the entire way. Kept his balance long enough to get to the marker, but a flag comes in late again. So it's Nolan Wheeler with the first down, but we'll see if it stands.
Find it hard to believe a flag was thrown.
5:16 to go in the half. It's a 35-6 Western lead. We'll see if it's a first down inside the 10. Ball right now spotted about the 7-yard line, but the officials having a little conference again.
It's coming back, Steve.
It's going to be another personal foul penalty against the Panthers. And so instead of fourth and four, it's 4th and 14 with 5:16 to go. You try it again if you're Western, I imagine, with this field position at the 22-yard line.
You know, I think that personal foul came after the play, so right. It's going to be a first down.
Oh, it is. You're correct. First and 10.
They marked the play dead, so it was a first down.
Came after the play. Handoff goes on the jet sweep to the 25-yard line and brought down. And that is good defense there by Adrian. They'll lose yards on the play. The jet sweep give to Cole Sharp again. Second down and about 12 now for the Panthers offense.
Good tackle by Kyle Whitmer. But after the play, you could see him kind of swing Sharp's feet around. I think there's definitely some frustration coming out from the Maples.
Shotgun and a handoff to Raskowski, and good job on the defense to grab him at the 25 and spin him dead. Third down at about 12 again. Raskowski not finding the running as easy as they had with the passing game. And they're not looking to air it out as much now with Wheeler at the QB position. It's going to be a third down at about 12 yards.
Yeah, with Pape out of there, I think the Maples kind of are keying on the run now.
Three wideouts. Wheeler will throw, and he's got a slant and a catch down to the 10, inside the 10 to the 7-yard line, maybe even the 6. quick slant, strike thrown by Wheeler, and it's Kendall Wadsworth on the reception. No flag on the play. First and goal for Western from the Adrian 6-yard line. 3:33 to go here in the half. 35-6, Western leads. They'll look to add to it. Pape out of the game in favor of Wheeler. Pape had a nice statistical day in his short time in the game. They give to Raskowski. Spins, dives into the end zone. I'm seeing touchdown, looking for it officially. And there's the guy. The line judge says it so. And it is 41-6 Western with 3:14 to go in the half. We'll get an extra point try from Fowdy. His legs got to be getting tired between these kickoffs and extra point tries as Western has been able to stack up the scoreboard.
And the Western fans are giving us just what we need, more cowbell.
I've got a fever. And they know the only prescription is more cowbell. There's the hold. Kick is up, and Fowdy's good again. 42-6, 3:14 to go in the half. 30-second break and another kickoff coming up on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Well, Brian Haynes, 3:14 to go in the half. This game brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. Fine Spring Arbor business there and a great place to get a workout. I love working out with kettlebells. Kettlebell Hotspot does it as well as anybody ever. They have teams that compete at nationals.
And if there's listeners out there that want to talk some football while we work out, you and I will probably be there at Kettlebell this weekend getting our lifts on.
Yeah, I don't know which class I'm going to be able to make it to, but we'll try. Try and get something worked out. I know you're ready to get your sweat on. Kickoff by Fowdy. It's high end over end. It's going to be fielded about the 13. Muffed a little bit, but picked up. It's still time to run, but not much room to do it as the Western kick coverage team gets to him at the 20-yard line. On the return, Cam Nieto is brought down. But still decent field position here for Adrian compared to where they've started some of these possessions in this game, right at their own 20 with 3:06 to go. Looking to get something started here offensively as the Western band piles up here on the track, ready for their final home game as well this year.
I think some of the band might see action in the second half if they choose to. Perhaps your daughter will get in the game.
She might. She's got some skills as a
volleyball.
Big tight end.
Volleyball star.
For sure. I don't know about star. She has fun. Back to pass. Polly gets it away before the pressure gets there. Tipped. Mason Gillespie had a shot at the interception, but it falls dead, and it'll be second down and 10.
I just enjoy listening to the Western fans, too, right outside our window. Gillespie getting the good advice of jump higher.
Out-of-town scoreboard, we'll switch over to soccer, and we got an update from the Western Panther game. 2-0 Melvindale.
Ooh.
So the Panthers got their work cut out for them to get back into the game. At the half, 2-0 Melvindale.
Slot to the far side. Power comes to the near side of the field.
Polly under center with the I formation, three wide outs, and he will hand off to the fullback. Stays on his feet, gets to the edge, he's got his feet still. He's got a shot at the first down. He's going to get to the 30 close. Spot's probably going to leave him short, but very close to a first down for Adrian here with 2:43 to go in the half.
And that excitement in your voice has kind of been explains how this game's going. I mean, the Maples getting a nice first down kind of gets you excited, and I'm sure that kind of gets the Maples excited, and that's the bad thing about this is if first down is what's exciting you.
And it is a first down. It's true, and we try not to root, but there's something in me that wants the underdog to get something going. I want to keep the game interesting, and I know it's Adrian has worked, and they have had some good plays on defense. Now you look to see the offense answer, and there's another quick handoff that's going to get them a couple of yards. Not a big gain, but anything moving forward is still positive. On the carry on that one is Hayden Powell. 2:04 and the clock running here in the first half.
He gets only a couple.
And Steve, I agree. There's, you know, one thing I just like to do is also root for a Leaf.
The Maples. It's their time of the year. Maple syrup? No, that's a winter thing, isn't it? I tried.
I think that could be a fall thing.
The leaves are definitely falling. Maple leaves are among them. 20-6 right now. Mason with a lead. Back to pass. Polly gets it away before he's hit. He's got a jump ball on the sideline. Gets through the defender into the receiver's hands. We get some flags late in the play. Potentially a pass interference. I would disagree with the call. I think the defender had just as much a shot of catching that ball as the receiver. A lot of flags out here. We got, I count three. One in the backfield, two downfield. That, honestly, the one down here could have been a roughing the passer kind of call.
And, you know, we've talked about all the flags, and we kind of make light of that. But I'll tell you what, we do have to be thankful for all the gentlemen that come out and our officials, and whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever, they need your help. So anybody listening and think they can do better.
Pass interference has declined. We get a personal foul against Western on the roughing the passer call, and they'll take that one, so it'll move the chains again for Adrian. So it's unusual to have Adrian's been racking up some penalty yards this game. They're probably glad to see it go in their favor once here with 1:25 to go in the half, trailing 42-6. You take what you can get.
This drive for the Maples will determine whether we start the second half with a running clock or not.
1:25 to go. 48-yard line, first and 10. Adrian getting close to Western territory. They give to the fullback, and he'll get into Panther territory, and then a little bit more. They try to push the pile forward. He's going to get down to about the 47 before he stopped. Second down and 5 upcoming. Quick offense here, no huddle for Adrian. And now the clock's working against you on getting downfield. You don't have a lot of time to run a lot of plays with just a minute two to go. They hand off again, this time the Panther defense there and ready to bring them down. Penetration on the plate, Wyatt Heavey, first guy to make the hit. Third down, they lose about a yard, make it 6 yards. 48 seconds.
The Western's linebacker's really creeping up to the line right now. A minute to
play now. Polly under center, three wideouts, and he'll keep it. And he'll be brought down right at midfield. And that'll bring up a fourth down with 32 seconds to go. And so what looked like a little bit of a promising drive for Adrian really, I think, comes to an end due to the clock. I think they just wanted to keep the clock running a little bit here. Get into the locker room with the score where it is.
15 seconds here.
Yeah, and I understand that, but with 12 seconds, why not go ahead and snap it, launch one deep, and hope for the best, because even a turnover on downs or something's not going to allow Western any time to go score.
Well, they do take the timeout with 4.7, so they may do just that. See, you go out and hook and ladder or do something spectacular here at the end of the half. Let's take a 30-second break and come back and wrap up this half on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
4.7 remains in the first half. 42-6 Western leads, and let's see what they're drawing. They've got a huddle over there tight. This isn't just, hey, let's take a knee and get to the locker room. They're drawing something up. This might be backyard style, too, on the hand. I like to see the coach with his hand out. You're here. You go down and up.
You're the bottle cap. This is something that might make SportsCenter.
Polly out in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to his left, one to his right. He's rolling out to his left. Penetration from the defense. He gets the throw away, and it's... Oh, he goes up with a chance to bring it down. Nice defense by Western to knock it away at the end of the play. Julius Adams gets rid of it. Intended receiver on the play was...
Brian Spink.
Laquan Parra. It wasn't Brian Spink.
Yeah, I think it was Brian Spink for Adrian.
So we will go into the half with a 42-6 score. Western offense came out hot. And Pape got his work in early, went to the bench. They brought in the backup squad. Struggled a little bit more to score, Western did. They still did get into the end zone. And we'll look to see what Adrian makes adjustment-wise in the second half to see if they can add some points to the board. We'll take 3 minutes here on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll come back and look back at the first half numbers, out-of-town scoreboard, and set things up for the second half. Again, our score 42-6 on K105.3. Western leads.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, 42-6 Western lead. Halftime coverage brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And Brian, it was early and often that the Panthers scored. And generally on the arm of Tyler Pape, I think we noted Raskowski had his first carry somewhere in the second quarter. So it was all the passing offense, was all Tyler Pape early. And he was on target, too. Very precision throwing. And four touchdown passes,
three of them, I believe, in the fade in the corner of the end zone. Nice touch. You know, like we said, he missed last week, and boy, he looks like the same Tyler Pape we've seen.
Yeah, he looked really sharp out there and healthy, too, and they pulled him partway through that half to give it over to his understudy, Mason Gillespie, who showed he's got a little bit of arm too. But if you're Western right now with a 42-6 advantage, you start thinking about, all right, let's work some stuff out and be ready for that first postseason draw. Selection Sunday coming up this weekend. You find out who you're going to play. They want to be healthy when they do go into the postseason. Meanwhile, Adrian, we saw they're winless on the season. They've had some drubbings as well, but a really young team. And by now, you've got guys on the field who started as freshmen, but they've got a year's worth of experience under their belt now, and you can see them making plays, and what you really glimpse, I think, is what could be a bright future for Adrian.
Yeah, what the freshmen now, after a full season, are basically sophomores. The sophomores are juniors, so, you know, even though there's some youth, they like you said, they have full season under their belt, and you're getting ready. You know, it's been odd. The games we've done this year have either seemed to be running clock games or last possession.
Very down little to the in last between.
Yeah, and we've said it before, you know, when these types of games, when you're on the short end of it, you are still trying to finish out with pride. And I know that sounds cliche, but when you're a coach over there, you know, it's, the players are still a reflection of you, and you don't want players giving up on you and still working hard. But boy, in the sport of football, that is asking a lot of, you know, 15, 16 year old guys that are just getting manhandled for a half and wanting to come back and still stick your nose in where you know it's going to be punishing. So it's kind of about the pride now.
We had some Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard updates. Powama Westphalia, 34-0 lead. They have had a good season. They're going to be a tough out in the postseason. That's somebody who Lumen Christie could run into in their postseason run. Northwest, 18-7 lead for them. And now I'm forgetting who they were going out there against. But they've got an 18-7 lead at the half. East Jackson tied 14-14 with Union City in that tilt in the Big 8 Cascades Conference crossover. Ida 28-14 lead against Blissfield.
Are you ready, kids?
North Farm 25, Ipsy Lincoln 22. North going for a 9-0 season. I think it's North Farm. Greg's sending me every score from across the state that he can get. At last check in, Grass Lake was a 20-8 leader against Jonesville. And that was going to be a good one. Onstead 24-12 at Erie Mason. DeWitt 28-0 over Lansing Waverly. We've got a slew of scores. It's Northwest and Leslie. That was my 18-7 at half. The Mounties looking to add another win to their total this year.
Over Coach Piscadena. And for our Western fans listening, we'll try to get you a soccer score, too, as soon as we can.
It was 2-0 at the half, our last update, as they're trying to win a regional championship. But this is truly, it's the state quarterfinal today, because the winner goes on to the state semifinals. And Melvindale, 2-0 lead at the half with the Panthers as their soccer team attempts to win that regional championship.
If they win that, is there any chance you and I are going to be doing the next soccer game on air? Do you know your soccer?
I'm going to say doubtful.
I don't even know that I could fake that.
I don't know that I could either. One guy kicks it to another guy. You know what I couldn't fake is enjoying myself. I'm not a soccer fan. But I do wish them the best. I know they've got a lot of the Western Hoops players are on that soccer team, so I'll be rooting for them a little bit. Little hometown cooking when you get to that. I don't have a stake in the game for Melvindale, so I'll be rooting for the Panthers to move on to the postseason. So they're working from a deficit in the second half, 2-0 at last check. And we're at the half here, 42-6. The Western Panthers comfortably in front of Adrian. Let's take a 2-minute break. We'll get you the MHSAA's This Week in High School Football segment, high school sports, I should say. And then we'll bring you back to get ready for the second half. 42-6, Western leads Adrian at K105.3.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
See boy Brian Haynes, halftime winding down here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Thanks to them for being on board all season long with high school football on K105.3. Another Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Quincy 14-7 lead over Napoleon as the Big 8 Cascades Conference crossover games have all been looking pretty close. Grasslake had a 20-8 lead at last check-in on Jones against Jonesville, and East Jackson tied 14-14 with Union City. Did we have a Michigan Center update?
Looks like Michigan Center is up 21-6 at the half.
Cardinals keep themselves. What is that? Will that get them to 500? No.
Just a bit under.
They end up
on the short end.
I have that here. I believe Michigan Center would get to 4-5 on the year. A little disappointing year for the Cardinals, but not as bad as it looks. They were in some of those games and just couldn't quite hold on, especially that close one with Grass Lake that we got to see. We are brought to you by some great local businesses supporting Western High School football this season. And certainly tonight, as we have Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, Top Line Apparel on the game tonight. Check them out if you're looking for some Top Line Apparel. You can't. That's what they're going to do. I think it's in the name. Appreciate them guys for real being on here. Spring Arbor Lumber on board for the game tonight. Crossroads Convenience Stores number 1 and 2. Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course. Did I tell you I got out and played? I played a little scramble out there. We played pretty well. We had an eagle on a hole out there.
Good for you, number 17.
Gosh, maybe. It was a real short par 3. We drove the hole and made the putt.
Par 4 then.
Oh, you're right, par 4. My mistake.
Yeah, but that's all right.
I was trying to take a stroke off of what I would normally expect it to be. But yeah, you're right. Short par 4, we drove it, made the putt, and we had no aces.
Now, you did say we. Were you part of either of those shots, or were you just a support
system? I did not make either one of those shots. My drive landed on the green, but a little further away than the one we ended up using, so I was not included in that number. But it was a total team effort. And if I didn't make that shot, that safe shot, he couldn't have gone for the hole with the same gusto that he did.
You freed him up.
I did.
Yeah. Let's see if the leaves are freed up at all starting the second half.
Beautiful Hills, Heart of the Lake Golf Course, one of our sponsors. Ball teed up. Maples will kick it off to get things started here. Nice kick getting down to the 15, fielded by Adams there. And he's got some speed going. Getting to the edge, looking to turn up field. Stays on his feet. Now a reverse field. And now cutting up field. Back to the sideline. Still on his feet. Breaks a tackle into Maple territory. Down to the 40. An exciting special teams play for the Panthers. And there is your flag at the 40-yard line. I thought maybe we were going to get away without it. They'll pick it up. Was that the T?
Oh, that might have been the T.
It looked like a flag from here. You can't blame me for expecting it. So no flags. 37-yard line, and a tremendous run for Adams.
And for those listening, the words really couldn't do that justice. It was about a 45-yard return, but he ran about 100 yards total.
Trips to the far side, the wide side of the field.
Panthers offense ready to roll. Handoff on first down. Off tackle to the left. He'll dive forward to the 30. But he fumbled the football. Maples players saying they have it.
Brown going off left tackle.
We'll wait for that signal on the carry on that play. Bodie Brown.
He was down.
They'll say he was down before the football came out. They'll spot it at the 34-yard line. Second down at about 6 yards here for Western. Nolan Wheeler handling QB duties. Tyler Pape.
Second down.
Is he still in uniform? They'll hand off again to Bodie Brown. Off tackle again. Writhing his way through there, and he does get close to the marker. It's going to depend on the spot, but they might move the chains here. I kind of expect to look over and see Pape in one of those big coats that you always see the NFL players on the sideline in. So they get it third and short, and they'll run the play. Flag's down. Now they'll whistle it dead before he's even tackled, so that's false start probably against Western. So it's about third and one, and Wheeler was going to keep it off to the left, but they whistle the play dead. Under 10 minutes to go here, third quarter. Offside. Offside is going to go against Adrian. See, you whistle it dead. And
that's twice now they've thrown the flag and whistled things dead on an offside call, which I thought they'd let that play out first.
Give them a free play, yeah.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, it's a first down for the Panthers at the 24 in Adrian territory. Clock running here at 9:42. And it will continue to run as long as the score stays where it is. Wheeler out of the shotgun, another handoff to Brown. Off tackle left side, and he's bowling his way through there. And he's going to get close to a 9-yard gain, maybe near the chain again, and a flag comes in at the end of the play. Different style you can kind of see from Bodie Brown. He kind of runs straight forward and kind of picks his way through, whereas Raskowski kind of hits the hole, and he's kind of spinny, for lack of a better term.
He is spinny. And both him and Pape, I see, and Landon French all on the sidelines in front of us. Their night's probably done.
Mason Gillespie over there, too. They're running with a lot of the backups here, and it's good to get to see that squad get out on the field and get some time.
About 14 yards to go.
Shotgun here for Wheeler. Gives to Brown again. Nice cut. Turns it upfield. And he's going to get past the marker of the original line of scrimmage by a yard or so. They bring up second down in about 9.
Picks up 7 to bring up second down.
Under 9 minutes to go here in the third. Bodie Brown reminds me of Christian Okoye. That's my comparison here tonight for an NFL player. Did you have somebody you were thinking?
See, I was just about to say, the way you mentioned, just a patient running style, kind of Le'Veon Bellish.
Oh, okay.
Waiting,
I went way
waiting,
more old school
yeah,
than you.
But Christian, okay. Okay.
There's a give to Brown again. This time, stiff arm. Keeps himself on his feet. He's going to get a couple more yards before he's chased out of bounds, and we'll make it about third down and 7.
Brown with the carry.
8:18 to go. Maybe Herschel Walker?
I think you should stick with the Nigerian nightmare.
He was a blast to use on Tecmo football. He and who was over there? Barry Word, I think, was also on that team. Shotgun, and Wheeler's going to pitch it out to Brown on the option. Past the 20 to about the 19. That's not going to be enough for a first down. They'll change some personnel here. I don't know. Do you run another play? I'd like to test out Faldi's leg.
That's what
also because I want to watch.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to see. I see Faldi has the leg to get there.
If the protection's good, I think he can do it. And they are going to, looks like they are sending the field goal unit out there.
Good.
As Clay Faldi makes his way to the field. Holder is Nolan Wheeler. They'll spot it at about, the hold will be at about the 27-yard line, so it'll be a 37-yard field goal attempt for Faldi. There's the snap. Hold is down. Kick is up. Looks good from here. And no good. Looked like it was a little bit right. Wide right.
Yeah. Had plenty of leg.
Had the distance. Couldn't quite shift it. He's on the right hash and had to bring it back to the middle of the field and didn't go over enough. Fun to watch, though, for us here in the booth. With 6:47 to go and the clock still running with the 42-6 score, Adrian will take over with the football spotted on the 20-yard line. Tomorrow morning, you'll be able to get all the scores on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM with Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, John Manzer, Sports Saturday. And then another football game for you Saturday afternoon here on K105.3. Addison and Reading is your final game. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford handling that final game of the football frenzy. And then we'll get into the postseason. We'll get a timeout from the Adrian sideline. We'll take a break as well. 1 minute, and we're back. 42-6 our score on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
First down play for Adrian is a deep pass attempt, incomplete. And bring up second and 10 again there on their own 20-yard line. And the running clock continues. 42-6 our score. Western leads. Panthers, if they hold on the rest of the way here, will finish their season, regular season at 7-2. 5-2 in the Interstate 8 Conference. A couple really nice years back-to-back for this Western football squad. Now scrambling to get out, get the coverage out. Shotgun play here for Polly.
He's got two running backs back.
And he'll hand off. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe 2 yards to the 22. And now a full-scale personnel shift here for the Panther defense on third down and 8.
Picks up 3 to the 22.
It's not frequently, if you know, we do some of these Cascades games, they don't have enough people to make a full 11-for-11 exchange.
Yeah, I saw some of the Western starters out there still, and looks like Coach Mitz had seen enough. Going to keep make sure all the starters are healthy for the playoff push.
And you get a chance for some of these guys to get minutes in what will likely be their final home game. Expecting they'll go on the road here week one of the playoffs. Polly keeping the football, rolling out to his right. No one open downfield. He'll run it out of bounds, and that'll bring up a fourth down. And about 8. 4:15 to go here in the third.
Rolling out, I dare say, Polly wants a blocker. Is that a bad parrot reference? I don't know.
Is there such thing as a bad parrot reference?
I guess with running clock 42-6, those are the types of things you're going to get now.
Christian Okoye left the rest of the week.
Parrot references.
Christian Okoye. Polly's checking with the staff on the sideline. Polly wants a blocker. He'd like a touchdown here, fourth and long. They keep the offense on the field, it looks like. And why not? Trailing 42-6, 3:34 to go in the third. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, scrambling a little bit, and now he's got a blocker. But no block, he'll get brought down. Flag comes down in the play, where I would expect a holding call. If you're Western, you decline that, take over possession of the football.
Made by Jacob McDonald.
Pick up enough yardage.
Michigan Center now leading 29-6 with 3:45 to go in the third. Michigan Center getting some offense going in their game. And who was the opponent in that?
Springport.
Springport, thank you.
The Spartans.
The Spartans of Springport. And now we'll get a huddle up on the sideline here for Western as they take over possession at the 26. In Adrian Madison. Adrian, I keep wanting to call it Adrian Madison. Just Adrian, the Maples. And Nolan Wheeler comes out as the QB. Bodie Brown is the running back. Three wideouts.
They're in the pistol formation. Brown.
They'll run the option. Wheeler's going to keep it. Gets into contact. Stays on his feet. Spinning. Gets down inside the 20 before he's actually off his feet, and he kept that forward momentum. So I'll give him About 7 yards on the play. Second down and 3.5. 2:25 to go, third quarter, 42-6, and the Western Panthers offense continues to move the football.
Out again to the near side, wide side, pistol formation.
Wheeler. Jet sweep, handoff, and they'll get the first down. Dodges tackle, still on his feet up the sideline. It's worked several times. Cole Sharp takes that jet sweep inside the 10-yard line, and I think we're going to get it about the 7. Under 2 minutes.
And this is what I like about high school sports, too. I mean, everybody wants to come to a game and see a good game, good competitive game. And unfortunately, that's not what we're getting. But what we are getting to see is these guys that are in the second team and third team. And you see the hustle they're going, running from the sideline out to the huddle. And, you know, for them, this is what they've been waiting for. So,
minute 36 on our third quarter clock. And a handoff to Brown again. Staying on his feet and patient. Continuing to kind of pick his way through, and he gets inside the 5 to about the 3 before he stopped. He always seems to keep his shoulder square to the to where he wants to go. Helps his vision. He comes out of the game here on second down.
Took a whole branch of maples to bring him down.
He's going to come out with maybe an injury here. He's favoring that left hand. Wouldn't you call it an orchard of maples?
Well, I guess it depends on whether we're calling them as a tree or a leaf.
Ah, that's true. Handoff on second down and goal. The pile falls forward close to the goal line. We'll see where the spot ends up. Running that on the play was Ian Devine. And that's a final now. Western's soccer team falls to Melvindale. 2-1 the final score in that regional game, but still an outstanding season. I think that's the school record for wins in a season for a soccer team.
Well, congratulations.
There's a jet sweep again. Going out to the side. He reaches for the end zone at the end. No signal from the official. The official slides. And they still get the touchdown. Cole Sharp carried to the end zone. Second effort, gets it over the goal line. And an official bites the dust. I couldn't tell if they were cheering for the touchdown or the official falling.
Yeah, Cole Sharp took out the pylon and the official.
At this point, those officials have got to be getting fatigued. They might have carpal tunnel having to put that flag out and throw it all night long. 6.9 seconds and the clock stops here as the third quarter is almost over. Kick is up for Faldi. And through. 48 turns over to... Did he make it?
Yes, he did.
There it goes. There's your 49. Let's take a 30-second break and get another kickoff on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Boyle, Brian Haynes, 6.9 seconds to go here, third quarter. Interesting news, a couple of our sponsors working together. County National Bank announcing a $100,000 donation to the Jackson YMCA Capital Campaign. Wow. They're getting closer and closer to that $25 million goal so they can build a new Y in downtown Jackson. Couple of our sponsors working together. Good to see. Kickoff from the 40. Faldi put the boots into that one. It's going to be caught at about the 5. Moving to the left. Cam Nito to the 20. Tackled by a claw of Panthers and sportsmanship at the end of that play as Cole Sharp helped him to his feet.
A claw of Panthers, huh?
Didn't we learn that?
Well, I think we did. I'm proud of you, Steve.
The steel trap of a memory.
Four times now they've started.
You know where I parked, though?
What's that?
You know where I parked, though? Did you see me? I'm trying to think. I remember a claw of Panthers, but I don't know where my car is. Third quarter is over. We'll get back with the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools after a one-minute break on K105.3.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on first down Now to the quarter break. Adrian Madison with a nice, Adrian Maples with a nice misdirection kind of run play. Went for about 15 yards, first and 10 from the 35-yard line. Still in their own territory, but showing a little something there. A little creativity, certainly, in the play calling. Working against the second unit for the Panthers. Polly out of the shotgun with two running backs. Hands off again. I think about 2 yards on the first down play.
Carroll again on the carry.
Second down, 7 yards here for Adrian.
Freshman Elijah Terrell getting the carry there.
Yeah, getting some minutes for the youngsters here in the final game of the season for Adrian. 10:45 to go in this tilt. And there's a handoff to the field. Fullback will roll over the 40-yard line to about the 41. Brought down, and we have on the carry there.
He went from the 38 to the 41.
Third down, give him about 4 yards here for the first down at the 45-yard line. 10-19 taken away fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Stay tuned for the post game. We'll set you up for that broadcast tomorrow afternoon here on Kid 105.3 with Addison and Reedy. Polly takes it, fakes it, keeps it. Still on his feet. He's not going to get to the marker. And the Panthers all get together and decide to tackle him. I think that was the plan all along. Worked out for them today. Fourth down. And Adrian, curious to see what they'll draw up.
Again, getting to call out some new Panther names. Landon.
Brandon Bowers.
Oh, excuse me, Russell Logsdon on the tackle.
42.
Three wideouts for Polly. I formation. Gives to the fullback again, and he's hit and brought down immediately. Doesn't seem to matter what unit's in there. The Western defensive line is doing work tonight, and they'll take over after the turnover on downs.
Yeah, Austin Keeler there, junior for Western. Saying no first down for you.
Oh, could you hear him down there? You know, for the blowout score right now, 49-6, the Panthers stand still pretty full. Final home game for a lot of these players. Some seniors in this second, now maybe two and a half unit, getting onto the field. Ethan DeLay making his way onto the field. In the guard position. The snap and the handoff. Nice run, breaking some tackles. And gets down to the 30-yard line. Ian Devine on the carry. And really, when they have not had a lot of run success tonight, Western hasn't. Devine looked good on that carry. Take it up to the 30-yard line for the Panthers with 8:20 on the clock and running in our fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools.
What's a Devine first play?
They break the huddle.
Here's a snap to give off.
Wheeler hands up again. And it looks like he might break out of there. Good tackle there in the open field to keep him from turning that into a big game. Devine on the carry once more to the right. Big hole opened up on the line. Ethan DeLay on the offensive guard there. Second down at about 7.
Senior Brandon Bowers running and checking in. Last home game.
I guess they could still get one in the postseason. However, right now, second down and a carry inside of the 25 to about the 24 and three-quarter line. We'll see the spot, but it's still going to be third down with a little work to do. And then we'll put it right on about the 24 and a half. 7:16 to go. 49-6 our score on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Western has led all the way. Big first half for Tyler Pape, Landon French. Third down, called about 4 for the Panthers. With Nolan Wheeler handing off to Devine, and he's dropped. Big stick.
There
31 and on the play, Alicia Page.
Fourth
down and make it 6. for the Panthers.
Is there any chance we'll get to see another Foldy try here?
I'm thinking no.
Yeah.
They're going to huddle up and call an offensive play.
Come to the line here.
Delay brings the offensive line up for the Panthers. Shotgun, Wheeler.
Look for the jet sweep.
Jet sweep, and they do hand it off, but we get a whistle, and the play is dead. False start against the Panthers. 6:17 to go, and they'll stop the clock with the penalty. 49-6. Tick off 5 yards, move it back. Fourth down, and now 11.
So if I'm junior Nolan Wheeler, and I know Pape's going to be in front of me, although he is a junior, so he better do what the coaches say. But I was thinking, I don't care what play the coach calls. I'm airing this one out.
Wheeler's a sophomore, by the way. So
oh, okay. Well, he better do the play that's sent in then.
They fake the jet sweep. He is going to get back to throw. Looking like maybe setting up a screen. Gets it away to Devine, and he slips a tackler. He's not going to get to the marker. Nice try. We do have some laundry on the field, maybe a holding on the other side. They got the turnover on downs here with a spot at the 24. You decline the penalty if you're Adrian and take the football back. 5:41, and we'll stop the clock with the penalty. Michigan Center 29-14 lead with Springport on our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Jonesville starting to dominate in their game of the Grass Lake. 26-24 now the score. So Grass Lake got out to a lead, and Jonesville coming back. Concord with a 21-20 lead over Hanover Horton.
So the Big 8 kind of making a little comeback.
Late run. Big 8's they're a late quarter team. Quincy 14-7 lead over Napoleon. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Update. Delicious water.
And last I looked, in case you're wondering what the World Series score is, the Houston Astros had a 1-0 lead in the second inning.
Astros trailing 2-0 in that series.
Slapped to the far side of the field.
And you got Zach Greinke and Anibal Sanchez on the hill, right?
Yeah.
Still was able to make the handoff.
Handoff gets away under duress. For Polly on first down, back to the line of scrimmage, might have lost a half inch. Second down and 10. 4:40 left on our fourth quarter clock for East Jackson Community Schools. Thanks to Columbia School District for being on board with us all season long. Learning today, leading tomorrow out of Columbia. Taking the give to the fullback. Now he's in the second level real quick. He's got room to run. Still on his feet. To the 50. He's going to get tripped up in Western territory down to the 47. And there's a big late play here for Adrian. Hayden Powell on the run.
Adrian's longest run of the night.
Trying to figure out who was making that run for the
Maple. Hogan Whitson in on that tackle as well.
On it. First down, and they get back on the field with under 4 minutes now. Polly looking to the sideline. He's got three wideouts. He's got that I formation. I like the look of this formation. It's one that I kind of understand a little bit. Sometimes we get those tricky T formations. This is another give to Powell, and he's going to get over to the 45-yard line. Not much more than 2 yards to go on the carry, but second down and 8.
So the Maples here might want to air it out, because really all you need is a quick score, an onside, a score, an onside, a score, an onside, and a score, and an onside, and you're right back in there.
Polly under center. He is going to air it out, and he's got some protection. Rolling right, looking downfield. Now he'll keep it. He's got some room to run there, too. In the second level, slips two defenders. Still on his feet. Down inside the 25, down to the 20. Polly with a first down for Adrian. 3:02 ticking away on our clock.
Showing some nice elusiveness on that before Corshart could bring him down.
25 yards on the pickup.
The Maples.
First and 10.
Moving it. Polly back to throw again. This time he goes to the out route on the sideline. He caught it. Did he land those feet in? That is the case. About 8 yards on the first down pass. Jaquan Parra with the grab. Second down, let's call it 4 yards here. 2:27 and the clock ticks away.
Another catch by Parra. The clock is moving. down to the 14-yard line for the Maples, who slot to the near side of the field.
Holly with the keep, and he's going to get up close to that first down marker at the 10.
It's four to the 10-yard line.
As Ethan DeLay checks in on the defensive line. They put the stopper in. Too much offense right now for the Maples. Third down and inches. Polly looking for the call from the sideline. I think you just keep it if you're Polly. Quick, another one of those dives.
Yeah.
150 to play.
He's back to pass instead. Throwing to the end zone.
Caught.
No, he dropped it, and the flag comes in. Could be offensive pass interference. That is the signal. Who's he going to go? It's pass interference.
We got to wait to see.
And who are they going to signal it on?
Third down and inches for the Maples on the play.
1:39, they'll stop the clock here with the penalty. It's going against Western, so they'll move the football up. Another couple tries here for the Maples to get in the end zone.
Boy, I would not want to be a defensive back in this game, Steve, because if you're touching them, that's pass interference.
They have gotten that flag out on that several times. I guess if you've been watching a lot of NFL too, that does not get, that doesn't elicit a pass interference penalty. Let's take a quick 30-second break and we'll come back with the final 1:39 on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Ryan Haynes, 99 seconds left in this football tilt. Western ahead 49-6. Stay tuned for the post game. We'll go over what happened here and how Western got out to this big advantage. We'll also set things up for another football broadcast tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Addison hosting Reading in the Big 8 Cascades Conference crossover game in Addison. That's a little bit of a hike for GLC to take early afternoon on a Saturday, which she's probably pleased. Michigan State doesn't kick off till 3:30. Michigan not till 7:30, so he won't miss anything out there, and he'll still have a full day of football all over our network.
You think his GPS will get him out to Addison?
Yeah. Greg positioning satellite gets him everywhere he needs to go. He's been there a million times in his career. Hand off for Adrian, and he's brought down. Jaquan Pear on the carry with 1:27 to go now. Second down and goal here for Adrian.
Second and goal, goal from the 4-yard line. Moving 1:20 to play. Holly looks over to the sideline for the call.
Polly gets under center. Another give, this time to Parr again, and he's going to dance into the end zone. There's a touchdown for the Adrian Maples with 1:09 to go. I don't see any flags. If you don't,
go Leafs.
And
touchdown, Adrian.
Maples.
1:09 left of this one, 49-12. And they can make it 49-13. Maybe 14, and then you start looking at the outside like you were talking about. It's honestly been a fun game despite the lopsided score. I see the players' breath showing up a little bit. We're going to get down about 30 degrees for the low temp overnight tonight, so we have some freezing in our future. Take care of the last of those mosquitoes holding on with that Eastern equine encephalitis.
Maples are going to go for two here.
Maples with the two-point conversion try with 1:09 left. Polly under center. He's got three backs, two wideouts. He'll hand off to Parra again. The defense is there. He's still trying to drive, but there's too many Panthers in his way. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll get another kickoff. Another offensive possession for the last 1:09 for Western. They lead 49-12 on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Boyle Brian Haynes, 69 seconds to go here at Western High School on Deering Road. Panthers will accept the kickoff, only the third time in this game that they've had to return a kickoff.
Yep, that, hopefully that missed extra two there doesn't foil the plans that I had for their onside score four or five times in a row, but...
Parra is going to kick this one off for Adrian.
Nope, he kicks it away.
And it gets deep, fielded down at the 15. Head of steam. And a good return. Out to the 49-yard line. Dejani Dale on the return for Western. And guess what? Penalty flag. One was in, and then the ref just threw, casually tossed another one out there. And I don't even care. Personal foul against Adrian. Personal foul against Western. They'll offset. Did we really need to do that even then? With 58.5 to go.
I understand, I guess, you're trying to keep control. You don't want to see things get out of hand. So, but, yeah, with offsetting personal fouls, let them go.
There's a jet sweep again to Dale. Gets to the edge, turning upfield. And thrown out of bounds just short of the 40-yard line. I think he stepped out at about the 39. Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, 41-28, Columbia Central over Hudson in the fourth quarter. Last check, Michigan Center, 29-14 lead over Springport. Edwardsburg, 44, Pawpaw, 14. Both teams were unbeaten going into this game, and Edwardsburg's going to leave there with the 9-0 record.
To both sides of the field.
Dale in motion. They do the jet sweep to the other side, right side, the wide side of the field. He's going to dance over the 40-yard line, dive down. And did I just see a flag come in over there?
Well, I think the officials knew this was going to be the last play of the game, so they had to get one more flag in because
it's a holding against Western. Do they get paid by the play?
It just set a record.
They want to get themselves into the record books.
He said this is the last chance.
And I don't think
that's going to be it.
And the clock gets started. 6 seconds. That's going to do it for the game. 49-12, your final here. The Panthers victorious at home in their final regular season till Adrian puts up 12 points, but they'll go home, lick their wounds, and think about next season. Maybe get ready for basketball practice as the Panthers will prepare for the postseason. Let's take 3 minutes here on the postgame, and we'll come back and wrap things up from the broadcast. 49-12, Panthers finish it in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Back in 3 minutes.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boy, Brian Haynes of the postgame here, 49-12, the final here at Western High School. Panthers came right out and left no doubt. Fantastic offensive output. They went to the air immediately. Tyler Pape got to test that arm out and kind of feel like he got some rhythm to wrap up the regular season, and four touchdown passes in, what do we say, about 14 minutes. And three of them went to Landon French. Another one to Fowdy, and the offense just looked dynamic.
Yeah, we said with the playoffs coming next week, if you're Western, you had two goals. You want to try to go in feeling sharp and feeling good about what you're doing. I'd say mission accomplished, and you want to get out of here with no injuries. And to my knowledge, that also happened.
As far as we could tell. A ton of out-of-town scores here. Hillsdale, 28-11 winners over Dundee. Hillsdale finishes the season unbeaten at 9-0. Milan, 47-7 win over Tecumseh. 9-0 season for Milan. Quamo, Westphalia, 41-0, a final in their tilt. Columbia Central at last check in, 41-28 lead over Hudson. Michigan Center, 29-14 at our last update against Springport. We had Grass Lake fighting for their lives, 26-24. They were leading Jonesville at our last check in. Jonesville coming from behind in that one. Quincy with a 14-7 lead over Napoleon. Concord, 21-20, holding on against Hanover Horton, the team that we saw a week ago. So we'll find out. Pretty impressed with the Hector skills over there.
Yeah.
Hector, thank
yeah.
you.
6 in for sure.
Yep.
I believe with.
So here we go. 49-12 Western will finish their season at 7-2, 5-2 in the Interstate 8. And they'll look forward to Selection Sunday and seeing who, where, when they'll play in the opening round of the pre-district in the playoffs. Meanwhile, Adrian 0-9 on the year, 0-7 in their league. And they'll look forward to basketball, wrestling, and all the rest of the sports as their football season will come to an end. They fought the whole way. They played hard, and it's got to be tough on a winless season to still come out with heart, and they still showed that they wanted to make plays and get positive stuff going, and they're very young. They have some things to look forward to in the coming years at Adrian with some of these players.
That's true. And you see across the field right now, you see hugs being given out. And for, you know, we talked about the youth, but they still had, what, maybe 12 seniors. Mm-hmm. And this is your last football game, last time you ever get to suit up. And it's an emotional time for high school players. Regardless of your record, you're kind of sad. You've put a lot of work into it your whole school career, and this is it. So good luck to those young men.
Still plenty of Panthers players out on the field, too, kind of savoring this final moment. We'll savor it a little longer here. 4-minute break on the post game. We'll come back and name our player of the game and start looking ahead to next week on K105.3. 49-12, our final. Western with the win.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Brian Haynes in the press box here as Western seals their season with a victory, 49-12 over the Adrian Maples. And our player of the game tonight, Tyler Pape, senior quarterback, 5 touchdown passes tonight. And some of them, well, you may feel like saying Adrian is a team that is winless. Any quarterback could have gone out there and done that, and it's not true. We saw Pape kind of put those passes on the button, and we saw a little later on his understudy not have the same ease of connection there. And so I think it is a tribute to Pape's accuracy downfield that he was able to complete those passes. And even some of the stuff that I thought looked good down closer in, 10, 9 yards out, to throw those corner passes to French and even Gillespie a little bit. He put it in the right place to let them catch that. He's our player of the game tonight.
Yeah, he had 3 of those corner fades that he threw just in perfect positions where just his guy was going to be able to catch it. That's it.
And actually a couple of them were pass interference penalties called on the play, and the player still made the catch. So it was just it was a nice night for Tyler Pape. He looked great early, and they wanted to try him out early, let him get those plays in early so that they could get him out and let him head into the postseason healthy, and he did look healthy tonight. And he's our player of the game.
And kudos to Landon French. Sometimes you get 3 receiving touchdowns, you get to be player of the game, but when Pape threw 5, we had to give the nod to him. So,
but the offense looked very crisp early on, and they're going to be a handful for anybody they should face at the next level. Tyler Pape, our player of the game. But as you mentioned, honorable mention to Landon French, some guys on the defense, especially on that defensive line, names that we continuously mention all night long. Toby Tyler, Michael McInnich, Wyatt Heavey was in on a couple plays. They had a couple guys who had interceptions. Heavey, one of them. Adams, I think, had an interception too. So the Western defense offense looked good tonight. And sometimes you say, well, they beat an opponent who they're supposed to beat. If you don't win the games you're supposed to win, you don't have a good season. So coming out and executing against a team like Adrian is still important to a program like Western's, and they're going to look to move on into the postseason and make some noise.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll be here. We'll be somewhere.
We might. There are several area teams are going to be in the postseason, so we're going to have tough choices to make on who we're going to be able to cover here on K105.3 and with our sister station, WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. One more 3-minute break here on the postgame, and we'll tell you about tomorrow's coverage and set you up for the future with the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
See, boy, Brian Haynes, our last check-in here from Western High School on Deering Road. 49-12, our final. Panthers offense explosive tonight. Player of the game, Tyler Pape. This does not wrap up our Football Frenzy coverage, though. One more game for the network tomorrow afternoon, K105.3. It's the Big 8 Cascades Conference crossover game, and it will be Addison, who was unbeaten in the Cascades Conference this season, versus Reading, who they have one loss this year. I think that was out of their league. They lost to Pahuan Westphalia, and then they ran roughshod over the rest of the Big 8 Conference. That's a defending state champion Division 8 Reading team. They are going to be a handful for Addison, and you can hear all that coverage here on K105.3 tomorrow with kickoff at about 1 o'clock with GOC and Ratch.
I look forward to listening.
Yeah, we got to check out what the B team's up to. So it'll be a fun game, no doubt. And Greg and Ratch making the trip down to Addison. I love when those two get out into those rural areas because they always have a good description of what's happening there, and it should be fun for the listener and the broadcasters in that one. So we'll wrap it up from here from Western High School, 49-12. Any final thoughts, Brian?
I guess my final thought is I just hope I make it from here to my car without an official throwing a flag at me. Because there were a lot of them.
If you
tonight.
Stay away from the field, you should be all right. But you step foot on that turf, I think an official might jump out from behind the goalpost and make sure that you get flagged. 15 yards, personal foul. Unnecessary smell.
I guess I have that coming from last
juvenile.
Week.
Yeah, I owed you one, if not several. 49-12, the final. For Mike Reed in studio, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week for the postseason.
Thank you for listening to Football Frenzy in the Game of the Week right here on Jackson's Hit Music K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, XL Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, Hunt Club, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, Penn Chiropractic, Spring Arbor Lumber, Crossroads Convenience Stores 1 and 2, Modern Waste, and the Clothing Carousel. We now return you to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.